we on the air? Are we? Oh, shoot. We are. I knew we were on the air. I'm just messing with y'all out there. How you doing today? Hope that made you smile, giggle, or just say, shut up. Shut up. I'm just messing with you. All right. This is Dr. Jason Gordon here with you today for your motivational moment. And today we're going to be talking about you are the one you are waiting for. Let's dig deep now. Love begins with you. Did you know that? Love begins with you. And there's no one that can make you more whole than you already are, even in your perceived brokenness. You cannot expect others to be perfect, and you cannot expect yourself to be perfect. If the love of another is what you seek, it's darn near impossible to ask someone else to give you what you are unable to give yourself first. Wow, that's so true. The love you hope for begins with you. It always has and always will. So how do you love yourself? What parts of yourself perhaps need more love for you and from you? What can you do as a part of a daily routine to maintain a loving relationship with yourself? It's not being selfish, folks. It's called self-care. And when you take care of yourself and you love yourself, it makes it easier to love others. It makes it easier to make it through those difficult times when you may not be having the best self-esteem. You may feel low in the dirt. I don't know. However, we all do it. As humans, we can really beat ourselves up with words and thoughts. So today, I want you to make sure that you know you are the one you are waiting for. And make sure that you love yourself first so that you can love others. That's a look at your motivational moment here on the G2 Radio Network. I'm Dr. Jason Gordon, thanking you for tuning in today. Have a great day out there. And as Othell likes to say, have a good one.